My job this morning in the next few minutes is trying to give you a heads up on a crystal ball of what we're dealing with. And I wanted to preface this with, often immigration is characterized as a commoditization practice. And I hope that when you leave this conference, you will realize that and appreciate that you as immigration lawyers are facing, to me, the most difficult area of law, period. That you deal with so many different agencies and the implications that your life changes every moment, practically, by a change in policy or a change in interpretation, and it's not necessarily a change in law. I think you should pat yourselves on the back, and the next time somebody thinks that it's just a bunch of forms, recognize that you need to value your practice and the fight that you've got ahead of you. So let's talk about what's going on. So I have an article in your materials, I hope. It's entitled Immigration by Fiat. The reason why I entitled the article that, it's focused more on State Department executive order and policy issues that have been going on in the past few months. And the reason why I use the title is that we're not looking at regulatory change. Some might argue that the true Pandora's box was opened to a pretty high degree in the Obama administration with pushing against that congressional roadblock with innovative ways to fix things and try to make them better and try to promote justice, and DACA being one of them. And then we've also seen the incredible impact now of lawyers on the playing field of immigration.